Welcome to the Ether. Today is Sunday, December 5th, 2021. This was a Twitter space hosted by Crypto Wolfies UST, talking about the Wolfies Luna NFTs, little AMA. Let's take a listen.
And also make an impact on ERC20 back in the day, you know. And it's pretty cold out there, to be honest. And there's nothing like Luna. There's nothing like the community that I've experienced. While I've been, you know, part of this community, it's been amazing, to be honest with you. I mean, I told you the story about what happened to me during Columbus 5 upgrade. I'm such an idiot. I basically, I knew that Columbus 5 upgrade was coming, and obviously Doe put the tweet out to everyone that, you know, probably a good idea if you reduced your LTV or at least zero your LTV or at least bring it down to a reasonable amount because, you know, we don't know what might happen when we do the, who knows what could happen when we do the Columbus 5. So me being a genius, I just hit the, you know, the 21-day unstaking instead of the insta burn on Anchor and immediately thought, oh, fuck, this is not good. So what happened to me was I just mentioned it in our UK Lunatics group, just said, oh, you know, I've been such an idiot. I can't believe that I've done this. And as I said to you when we spoke on the phone, Rick, you know, I was shocked at that time at how many people that I had actually met online filled up my DMs with offers to help me. I mean, to the tune of people saying, look, you know, I can lend you 30 grand for a few days. What? You know, I was, what? 30, you know, it was unbelievable.
Mind-blowing.
And that's the difference. And it made me realize that I'm part of something really, really special. What a privilege, you know, to be a part of the Terra community and have things like that happen. It's unbelievable. So that's my kind of, you know, that says it all, really, to be honest. Yeah, I mean, you would never find that anywhere else.
Really, to top that, you know, I can't top that even with what I'm doing. Like, I completely agree that the support that I've seen with this has been like second to none. And it's still like, probably like this, I can count now as day two on Luna, you know? And the people that I've had just DMing me and saying, if you need anything, if you want to talk, if whatever, you know, I'm there, blah, blah, blah. I put a note on the Discord earlier, basically saying if anybody wants to help me mod the Discord or anything like that, come and give me a shout. We can sort you out with something later. And everyone was just like, I had about probably four or five people just jumped in and was like, yeah, I'll do it. And I'll do it for free. I don't want anything. You know, just tell us when we can mint, you know.
And it's amazing.
Man, I'll tell you what, it's humbling compared to where I felt mentally even just a month ago. Like, I sit there every day and I'm just so grateful for where I've become into this community, you know. And the things that people have just done, aside from the money and aside from the NFT project, just the moral support within this community is second to none. I've not even seen it out in the real world. There's no job I've ever worked where people are that supportive, not even in the army. You know, you've got each other's backs, but it's like, you're still different people. Whereas in here, it's like, you're almost all like, you're individuals, but you're all the same, what do you call it? Like, I guess family in a sense. It's like a big family, isn't it? It's a big, I don't know what the word for it is, but yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah, definitely. Because I think, you know, I think you could probably attribute it to the fact that crypto moves so quickly. So like a week in our lives is like, you know, 3 months in a normie's life in a sense, you know. So, you know, potentially. Well, I can certainly say it's been an absolute pleasure getting to know you anyway, Rick. And obviously, you know, hearing your story initially when we first spoke seems a long time ago now, because obviously I've been through this fucking illness and all that carry on. But, you know, hearing your story initially to where you are now and, you know, what you're achieving now in terms of getting the recognition. And I think, you know, it's only just going to go from strength to strength within this community anyway. It's brilliant. It's really positive. I'm happy that it's work, you know, that it's starting to pick up for you and you're starting to get that, you know, that recognition and support that you need so desperately. You know, just I can't think of a more worthy cause. As I said to you when we spoke, we're both fathers and we both got daughters the same age. So, you know, when I saw what the situation was with you, I just thought, you know, there's loads of charities out there, huge charities. And, you know, you can throw a bit of Luna here and there, you can throw a bit of UST here and there, but you don't really see the end result of that. And having that contact with you and being able to do something, you know, you've got a good project behind you. You're not putting your hand out and saying, look, you know, I really, you know, you're not asking for handouts. You've got a brilliant project. So you've got great ideas. I mean, talking to you is just, you're just like, the tangency you're on is just like, whoa,
man, that's turbo. It's my thing. I'm that guy who's the branch creates the branch creates the branch on things. And I'm not, I've never been and never will be handouts. Like, people have messaged me and been like, because I was on Ethereum, we're like, I don't want to buy one because I'm not paying ETH to Ethan that. And can I make a direct donation? I was like, yeah, but can I not just send you an NFT, please? Because I don't want a handout. Like, let me just send you one. And they're like, okay, if you want to send one, that's fine. So I send people them. And I did that with a couple, which was quite nice because, like, yeah, I mean, I'm not saying never look a gift horse in the mouth, right? And, well, I am saying never look a gift horse in the mouth, but, you know, I don't want to turn away charities and things like that, but I want to do everything that I can within my power to have control of what I'm doing, making sure that it's something that I've achieved for myself, knowing that where the money's come from is something that people are not only there just to hand out money, but they're there to hand out money to something which they're going to gain back from, hence the utility, hence the plan for the project for the future. I mean, you know a lot more than anyone else and whatever, but yeah, the future plan for the project itself is not just about making money for me, for Faith and for the future, and knowing that I don't have to work. That's the outcome, that's the reality, that's what I want from it in the long term. But I don't want it to be the be all and end all of the only reason why people come and get involved in the project is because they feel sorry for me. You know, it's I don't want anyone to feel sorry for me. Yeah, the situation is shit, but what I'm doing, here's my situation, shit, and I'm doing the best I can to make it a better situation for me, for her, for everyone. You know, and like everyone else, the reality is the be all and end all. On top of everything with Faith, I want to make sure all of us are secure and everyone has a good future, you know. But that's what everyone wants. But, you know, the main reason that I started it is obviously because of Faith, but the main reason I started it is because I don't want to get a handout. You know, I can go to a charity now and get a handout probably and it's done, but I don't want to do it. You know, I want to make sure if I have to do it, I'll have to do it. But if I can do anything to prevent that, I'll do it. You know, I'll work hard to make it happen myself.
Yeah, I think that's the attraction, and that's what's commendable about what you're doing. Is at the end of the day, that's what is going to, I think, be the catalyst for lunatics and everyone else rallying around you to achieve what you want to achieve. Because, you know, it's just a brilliant project that also as a bonus, if you like, has a really, really good cause behind it. So if you look at it that way, instead of, you know, oh, you know, this
it's
guy's
the cause
got a,
and then the project.
Exactly, the cause and that, exactly, looking at it as, oh, this is an awesome little project, you know, and it's, you know, the utility that you're talking about factoring into your NFTs at a later stage is great. You know, I think you're headed in really, really the right direction with it, and having that cause, like I say, to back it up, brilliant, why not? You know, I think it's awesome.
Well,
I'm just glad to be a part of it, mate. And in any way that I can, you know, just, you know,
mate,
you know,
amazing,
you've got
amazing support. I can see a couple of names in here now that have been here for a while, you know, and have been supporting with buying NFTs, with just being there for a chat, you know, friends.
Yeah, it's great.
And that's the beauty of it, friends, you know, where you can actually consider someone, you don't even know their face, you don't know their proper name, where they come from, the background, you can consider them a friend. And I think that's a beautiful thing, you know, keeping that. I mean, I've always said this, I'm happy to dox to people internally and things like that. So if people want to, you know, alleviate that fear of doubt or whatever, if you feel one, shoot me a DM. That's fine. But
yeah,
we speak
freely, don't we, on WhatsApp and phone and things
like
that.
Yeah, very, mate.
I mean,
I'm totally open about it. Like with people that I you know, and that's it. It's not like that. And but at the same time, that's the beauty of crypto in general, and that's the whole point. All of us are here, right, to take away the centralization from everything, you know, and be able to be who you want to be without the fear of, like, society and the man,
the government. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, you just get that freedom and yeah, I love the escape into Twitter in general. I did way before I did NFTs, like crypto and Twitter was just like my second world. When I went into lockdown the first time around, a lot of people suffered. I fucking thrived, man. I absolutely loved it. I never had money to back me to do massive trades and stuff, but I had indicators coming out of my ears, which I was building overnight, staying up all night and then basically just handing them out to people who wanted them and just seeing people get the results and things like that. And I kind of was envious of the fact that these people had like a grand or 10 grand or whatever, but I never asked people to pay me for it. I don't know why I didn't. I just didn't. It was not, I didn't want to get down that rabbit hole of how it worked and becoming that guy who was just the one who sold indicators and what, I don't know, like whatever. But I mean, I had a few people chuck me some donations and things, but it was just nice to sort of have that escape and building a Twitter account and the ability to sort of give yourself a nickname and a bit of a quirk to your persona in some ways. I mean, I think it's essential that you remain yourself, but you can add, you know, like I've noticed, I've met a few people who I now know first name basis with on their Twitter accounts, but they're completely different people when you speak to them. But sort of the same, they just have this quirky like character, like they make themselves, I don't know, like an army sergeant. There's this guy V-Chain for Lambo, right? Everything he does is army based, but he's a guy who works in a warehouse, not a million miles away from me. And he doesn't, you know, he doesn't have anything to do with it. It's just this persona. And he wanted to be that guy. Another guy who's probably a pirate. I mean, we all probably might have heard of Scrooge McDuck or, oh God, I can't even name a few of them. The Crypto Sniper as well. He's really good. He's quite funny. And they, you know, I just love the way that people can sort of be completely free about who they want to be in this space. You know, and crypto's really allowed that more than anything and given people the sort of the backbone and the balls to say what they wanted to say and be who they want to be and make what they want to make. Anyway, I'm rambling shit. There we go. Speech done.
Good evening.
So good.
Evening. How are we doing tonight?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm great. I caught myself a Wolfie earlier today. Cutie named Carla. That was great.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
Yeah,
I picked that one. There's still a few to be had, isn't there, on Talus? Yeah, still a few to be had on there. I picked up a couple yesterday and one the day before, but I think there's still, I was flicking through it today and I think there's still quite a few to be had on there. And I think what it's given you as well is that, you know, that free NFT from, you know, from the Luna pack, as it were, or from the new, I don't know, are you going with that? I think.
I am. I'm not sure. So,
yeah.
So I'll give you the quick rundown on that if you want.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
There is quite a few more to go on there. So I'm going to do 200 in total. That means 200 free NFTs. Well, it actually means 210 free NFTs because there's 200 pieces going in there on Talus in total. There is a fair few that have sold. There's a few left at the moment and I'm adding more as we go. I would have done it earlier, but Talus was having an issue in rejecting the uploads. You have to do them one by one, which is really, really frustrating. But you just get on with it. So there's going to be 200 up in total. 190 of them will give you a free NFT when the Luna pack drops in January.
And that's on, that will be on, do you know which launch pad that will be on? You'll have to say at this stage.
I'm between two at the moment. I'm 75% sure I know which one we're going on. Tomorrow I'll be able to announce that. So watch the Twitter space.
That's cool.
I got delayed slightly. One of them had a bit of a personal issue today, so I had to take attendance to that, and I wasn't able to get in touch. So the other 10, there's 10 in there that cost a bit more, but they allow you. So in fact, sorry, let's start again. So there's going to be 210 in total, 200 in total pieces on there. 190 of them will give you a free NFT when we drop in January and guaranteed whitelist spot in the first pre-sale round, right? The other 10 cost a bit more. They will allow you 2 free NFTs and guaranteed whitelist in the first and second pre-sale round. There's going to be, I'm thinking at the moment, it's hard to say straight away, like, we're going to do this many pre-sale rounds and we're going to end with a mint of this much. It all depends on how it goes, because obviously the project has great utility, but with the base of what it is based around, there is, I don't know, it could completely sell out absolutely rapidly. It could take a while. So I'm going to see how things go through the first 2 pre-sales and then potentially do a third and a final mint, or just do a final mint. But they're the 2 options. So we'll either have 3 pre-sale rounds or 2 pre-sale rounds and a final mint.
I like the idea of the NFTs that you've got on. If you can hear noise in the background, that's just my son getting excited on his Fortnite or whatever it is he's doing. So just one of those things, real life shit. Anyway, what I was saying was, I really like the idea of the Talis, listings that you've done there, because they're almost like tickets, aren't they? So, you know, so it's brilliant. You know, you've got 200 tickets, which are on Talis right now. I guess you don't have 200 left. I bought a few over the last few days. So
there's about 55 on there in total at the moment. I'm actually uploading one. The other 144, I think there is to go. The 10 special ones are on there, and the rest that are just, I'm just adding them as we go, but there will be 200 in total by the end of tonight.
Just to confirm, those 10 special ones that you said that are on there, there's just 10, and those 10 will give you 2 free NFTs when you launch on whichever platform you're going to launch on for the Lunar Pack. Yeah, for the on your PFP, basically, these guys on your PFP.
Basically, you guarantee your whitelist spot throughout all the pre-sale rounds.
Mm.
And you get your 2 free NFTs. So obviously you don't have to mint through all the pre-sale rounds if you don't want to, but your spots are there guaranteed if you want them. If you don't want them, you can give them away or you can sell them to someone else, whatever you want.
Yeah, that's cool. Oh, I like it. So the more NFTs from Talis, the more of these kind of Genesis NFTs that I buy on Talis now, the more free ones I get later. Great.
Yeah, exactly. So it doesn't remain as you just hold them. If you hold 10 of them, that means you're getting 20 free and 10 free NFTs. If you hold all 10 of the Genesis 10 pack, yeah, that means you're getting 20 free NFTs and guaranteed whitelist spots throughout. You know, I just hope if somebody does that, great. I just hope they don't dump the floor. I mean, I can't see it, but it's whatever anyway. But they're out there. They're going to be. They're hotcakes, you know. I've already sold quite a few of them. And I put some up on auction as well. So if they say not for sale, that's probably because they were won on an auction by somebody else. So they may sell them separately, or they may be holding onto them to be part of that. So actually, on top of that, that brings to me to another thing. Being a holder of these Talis collection means you get the OG role within the Discord, right? So we'll go a little bit deeper into the project. In the Discord, there is a server token, right? Called Wolfie Coin, funnily enough, right? And with that Wolfie Coin later down the road, so after pre-sales, after mint, once we've sold out, and as long as, I mean, I say this loosely, this project is still a project and I'm going to still make everything happen for everyone. As long as the project goes as well as I hope it does, we can come on to these things. You know, I don't want it to be a project that fails. No one wants their project to fail, but you can't be like, I'm 100% this is going to work. You know, I have to keep reality there and say it could go wrong. But once the project releases, these tokens within that community will be able to get you some cool little extras, whether that's like a 3D model of a wolf with the traits on, you know, kind of like some other projects have done, or a signed HD copy framed and delivered to your home address by me and Faith of your wolfie to put on your wall or apparel, clothing, things like that. But that, to go right to the end of it, you know, I want to go gamified. I don't want to give anything else away, but, you know, basically these tokens are going to have plenty of uses later. So when you're gaining these roles within the community, within the Discord, each role at the end of the 100% sellout, each role will be getting a monthly payment of these coins. Regardless of your using the bot commands, you'll get a monthly payment of these coins every month. Right. So that means that if you are an OG member from the very beginning, an absolute early supporter buying on this Talis collection, you still hold that when we're at the end of mint, you'll be getting a monthly payment in these sort of in-server currencies, which aren't just going to be bullshit, but I don't have to regulate it like you do with a cryptocurrency. You know, I can use it to just, you know, you hand them back to me and I send you out a nice little model wolf or a framed signed photo or a hoodie saying, I don't know, spitballing ideas, like, because it is all about Faith. You know, I helped Faith clear a surgery with Luna or some shit like that. I don't know. But yeah, there's plenty to come, come by holding these particular wolves right now. The thing is as well, if in the future, if the project does become big, you know, these wolves in themselves, in their own right, because they look different, they're cartoon pictured wolves, as you can see on that collection. And then if you look on the Crypto Wolfies profile that I'm talking on now, you'll see the ones. Sorry, guys, I've got a bit of a cold still, so if I sound a bit rough, it's that's why. You'll see the ones which are being released in January, the layered traits, rarities, etc. They're the ones coming out in January. So these wolves in their own right could become like a Genesis super rare collection that could be worth a little bit more than everything else, because there's only ever going to be 200 of them ever. And holders of those will have a special place within the community later. I don't want to say anymore. That's it. I'm done before I drop anything else.
Alpha overload. Yeah, that sounds really good. Yeah. I mean, I like the, you know, obviously I'm a collector of things. So that's how I started getting into buying JPEGs, because I've always been a collector of things, be it stamps, coins, football cards, whatever it is. I collected it and stuck it in a book and wrapped it up in stuff and put it in an attic for years and years and years, because that's just the person I am. Bit sad, really, but that's what led me to NFTs. So in the end, you know, that's what made me, you know, NFTs were kind of made for me, really. When I discovered them, I was like, holy shit, this is it. This is it for me.
That's funny.
But no,
I don't know. I like that. No, it's good, because it's an online collector's place, isn't it?
I was actually a stamp collector myself as a kid. I still have, I was born in Russia. I still have a whole bunch of Russian stamps that we carried all across the world. I don't know if they're worth anything now, but like, I definitely hear that collecting NFTs is like the evolution of collecting is NFTs.
Yeah, I dig it. Definitely. Yeah, I got it from my grandfather. My grandfather was a stamp collector, you know, and I was just like, as a boy, just literally the classic, you know, sat on your grandfather's knee when you're like, you know, 6 or 7, thinking he's like the hero of the entire planet and could do no wrong, and, you know, worshipping the dude. And yeah, you know, as every granddad should be, you know, in a kid's eyes, I guess, you know. And for me, it was, you know, this dude just collected stamps, and, you know, I thought, wow, this is awesome, you know, this is great. And he just would tell me the history and, you know, the rarity on every single one and how much this one's worth now. And, you know, I was just fascinated by the whole thing. So that's kind of, you know.
Wait, are you talking about stamps or NFTs?
yeah, stamps back in the day, like how I got, you know, my first ever collection, as it were. But
that's exactly it, isn't it? It's like we're looking at all the different rarities, the age of it, the what of it, you know, this, that, and the other, what it looks like, where it's from, who owned it, who made it, why does it look like that? Yeah, it's 100%. We're in digital stamp collectors, basically.
That's it. Yeah, that's true. I think
that's cooler than stamps, but yeah.
It's actually, I've never actually correlated the two in that way before, but now that you mentioned it, yeah, it's very similar, very, very similar indeed. I just put a tweet out on my, I think it just went out, actually. I just put a tweet out on my Twitter just letting people know that you're having a chat tonight, Rick, because, you know, if we can get some more people involved in your community and buying and minting more NFTs from your project, then all the, you know, it's better for you, mate. Let's see what we can do.
I appreciate all the support I've been getting from everyone. You know,
I've got loads of people
on a daily basis just going, hey man, how's things? You know, they don't even ask about what's going on at home. They're just, people are just friendly. And I've made, and this might sound sad, so we talked about stamp collecting. Let's stay on that sort of level. I've made more friends in crypto space that I've never met, ever met in my life, not even had a video call with, most of them not even a voice call, who I've got more respect for than some of the people I've met in my life. Like, it's unbelievable, like, the way that people in this space think. And I can see why crypto is not for everybody. And some people will just invest in it, maybe. And other people won't get involved in it at all, because that's the way they think, you know, closed-minded. And I've noticed that everybody in the, well, most, I can't say for crypto in general, but I'd say a lot more than half of everybody in crypto has been more open-minded to new things and looking outside the box and being those people who don't care about, you know, the menial bullshit of what we're led to believe is the right thing to think about, you know, race, religion, location, money, followers, likes, shares, retweets. It's all bollocks. Sorry, but it is. And crypto alleviates that, because, I mean, it doesn't, Twitter doesn't necessarily, but there are still some people who are like, oh, I've got 12,000 followers, I'm king, because you've got 500. And it's like, but I speak to my 500. At least everybody at least once a month, you know, and most people engage every day. Like, you're 12,000, you're getting 20 tweets a day. It's like, okay, cool, whatever. But I'm going on a tangent again, like you said, but crypto in general kind of, it takes away all the stuff about what you need to prove to be who you are, like now in 2020. And it's funny that technology does that, takes away that sort of stigma of, like I say, online presence, the necessity of an online presence, because you have to have one, but to be able to have that contact, but it's not like the be all and end all of your who you are. You get to know people and they don't give a shit whether you know any of it. They don't care about any of it. It's just, you're just a person who's talking and you can all be real with each other. And it's just, it's magical, man.
Yeah. I think a lot of it is pretty exclusive to the Terra community. I'll be completely honest there. I mean, You do see it across, you know, Solana, pretty good crowd over there. And, you know, some like the early days of Ethereum, even going back, I think it was like XRP back in 2015, around that time. And they were like really pushing for the, you know, and then it just turned into this XRP army thing. It just went absolutely fucking, you know, it was not a good, fit for me anyway, personally. It didn't go in the direction that I wanted it, you know, that I felt comfortable with. And that's why I came out of that. At that time, it wasn't for me. But certainly, like in the early stages of that, you know, the community, it's comparable, but only just about comparable. There's nothing like what we have here on Terra, in my opinion. You know, it's there really isn't out there, which is you know, I'm actually, you know, it's a pleasure to be here. You know, absolute pleasure.
Yeah, 100%. I wasn't taking that away from Terra. I was just saying in general, it was there.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Terra is completely different story.
Hey guys, I appreciate you making me speaker. It's been great listening to you, and I really agree with the whole Terra network, Terra blockchain. The community's been amazing. I'm really pretty new into crypto in general. Beginning of this year, I finally decided that it was time to get educated, and I kind of did a lot of research because I didn't want to screw something up, and I found my way to Terra, and I feel just so blessed to have found this community as my real first crypto community. So amazing. But why I wanted to talk here, and you know, I was really I've been going through some of my own health issues over the years, and just this year I've 15-year-old daughter that has had her own health issues that have been really challenging, especially over the last few months, even since August or so. And just the community and being able to dig into something when I wasn't fretting and worrying so much about my daughter and not Googling and reading research papers on her medical issue, and that having this community has been just so helpful for me. And then when I saw your your NFTs with the Luna, it just kind of really spoke to me. So I have lupus, and lupus, of course, is the wolf. And so it was just like everything came together. And but I have no experience in NFTs. I was able to crack a couple meteors last week. So how do I go about getting my first Wolfie? Could you just a few steps give me a little information about that? Because I want to be part of the Wolfies community, but I'm kind of lost as to what I should do.
Hey man, hey, it's really nice to have you here, man. And it's nice to hear your story as well, and have a way for people. I hope your daughter's okay now. How's she doing?
Yeah, she's it's rough. We're in the middle of trying to get through some different treatments, and she's got another treatment coming up on Tuesday. We've learned a lot. I'm actually in Minnesota, and the university is, for her particular situation, they are top in the world, we found out. So it's like, you know, blessings. You never want to have to go through it, but when you find out what it is, and then you have the world-class team right 10 miles down the road, you feel blessed. But
yeah, definitely.
You know, it's rough.
I can relate. Yeah, I can relate.
Yeah, but she's, like I said, we've got her in with the best team, one of the best teams in the world. So I know, I feel that we're in good hands, but I think it's going to be kind of a rough road over the next few months with some treatment and a fairly major surgery that we're looking at over probably in the next maybe 3 to 6 months. So we got a strong family, I feel blessed for I have a job that compensates me well, and we have good insurance, and so I'm confident that's going to be okay. It's really more of the worrying about her health and outcome, and
yeah,
over the next
absolutely.
Few months. So
absolutely,
yeah. So I, you know, I'm optimistic, but I think it's going to be kind of a tough road over the next 3-6 months.
Yeah, no, I rate that, man. I'll always be here if you have, for sure, definitely. You know, in terms of getting Wolfies right now, I don't know how long you were listening for. We were talking about it a few minutes ago. At the moment, I've got a small collection on Talis going out at the moment. The link is on my profile. There's going to be 200 in total out there. There's about 55, 56 on there at the moment, and I'm slowly putting them out there tonight, and they'll all be done tonight. But buying one of those gets you a free NFT when the main project, the sort of second project, the second release happens with the rarity layered wolves, which you'll see on my profile. You buy one of these wolfies, you get one of the NFTs for free, and you get whitelist spot in the first pre-sale round. There's 10 in there that they're a bit more, but they get you 2 free NFTs and basically guarantee whitelist spots through all the pre-sale round.
Okay.
So, I mean, you don't have to use those. You can use them, sell them, give them away, whatever you like, the whitelist spots. But you basically get your free NFTs by buying these early Genesis pack wolves on Talis now.
Okay, so...
And when we drop theory with the rarity...
Those are the ones that...
Sorry?
Those are listed on Talis, and like... So I clicked from your...
yeah.
Your Twitter profile.
They're listed
so
on Talis.
So there's like different ones for one Luna... You know, different prices. So pick up one of those, and that's the first way in.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, most of them will be going. All the rest of the ones will be going out for one Luna each.
Okay.
Anything above one Luna will get you something a bit more. There's basically 10 that are listed for 5 Luna each.
Okay.
But they guarantee you whitelist spots all the way through all the pre-sale rounds and get you 2 free NFTs each.
Got it. Awesome.
So yeah.
Awesome. Thanks.
Yeah, man. So we're dropping in January. Those are the wolves which are on my profile.
Okay.
So that's
sweet.
But,
oh, I'm looking
yeah, man.
To it.
But seriously, like, yeah, the community here is insane, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
And the support, like, People just care like what's going on. I care about what's going on with your daughter too, man. It's like I can relate 110% mentally to what you're going through right now with stuff. Even though like you've got your good health insurance and stuff, and I don't envy that at all. Like I'm just happy that you've got it. You know, you know, I can just relate to exactly what you're going through, man. So seriously, if you ever want to chat, man, just give me a shout.
I appreciate it. And likewise, I was really you know, moved by you know, a couple. I think it was a week ago or so. There was another. I don't know if it was Spaces or what that I tuned into, but really moved by your story. And I just, you know, I hope you're just completely successful with this project, and you've got my back in all the way. And then with the, you know, with the community, I started looking at the beginning of the year, like I said, because, you know, with my own health issues, I worry that in the future, if I'm not able to work full time or something, I really want to set myself up with, you know, some decent yield. And so I don't have to worry about that as much. So the whole community just getting me up to speed on DeFi has just been phenomenal. I've learned more in the last probably, I think I first found out about Terra maybe late July, early August. And it took me a while to figure out how to go from Coinbase Pro over to KuCoin. And, you know, so many people helped me out along the way, and just amazing. I just love everything about it. And I just, like I said, I'm so grateful that I stumbled into the Terra ecosystem. It's been phenomenal. And I just see great things for all of us going forward, and look forward to continuing to, I'd like, you know, want to be a strong member of the community too. So just been great.
It's awesome. It's great to hear your story. And I hope everything, you know, I hope, you know, you get brighter days and better days, you know, for yourself and for your daughter as well, speaking, you know, from my point of view as a father, obviously. Thanks for, you know, thanks for talking about all that.
Thanks for letting me speak. Really cool. And look forward to more interactions and communications with all of you in the future. Cheers.
Always.
Thanks, man.
Always welcome, man. Always welcome.
Yeah, that's cool, Rick. Wow. That's amazing, isn't it? You don't realize just how many people out there are going through similar stuff to, you know, than yourself, yourself, you know.
I'm kind of mind like, it's not nice to hear when somebody goes through it, but in a sense, it's relatable, and it's kind of, I'm sat here thinking about it now. I was saying this to you actually, like a month ago, I wasn't this person who would even really be involved in Spaces. I've just talked about how crypto and Luna and everything brings people together to talk more freely and things like that, but I've never really been that person. And it is nice to find that and other people that you can sort of, in good and bad and every other which way, you can relate to people in things quite quickly. And it's not nice, but it's nice at the same time. And, you know, it's nice to understand that other people know what you're going through from both sides of the story. Absolutely. I'm kind of a little bit like, yeah, that one, that got to me a little bit.
Yeah, I totally understand that. I totally understand that, mate. When we first spoke, seems a long time ago now, but when I did that, I said to you, I think it'd be a really cool idea to introduce you to the Terra community via the Lunar Balls AMA that day. And I thought, yeah, you know, I had my whole schedule for the evening planned in. It was a really busy night from memory. We had a lot of guests on. I had classically overbooked because I'm an idiot. And so I just, you know, had so many guests coming in and talking that day. And then your segment came up, and I was like, you know, here's a guy here, you know, myself and him, we've got daughters a similar age. You know, his daughter unfortunately is ill. You know, she's been battling, you know, and told the story. But then as I started to tell it, you know, it really started to hit me, you know, and I was like, oh my, you know, just couldn't help it, you know, just the emotions came through, and I had to just mute myself and excuse myself and ask T just to take over for a second, because yeah, you just don't realize it creeps up on you, but you know, it's just natural at the end of the day. I mean, you know, like I said, you know, if you're a dad and you've got, you know, children, be a son or daughter, daughter, whatever, if you've got kids, and you know, the last thing any father, if you talk to any parent, and they would take their place in an instant, you know, in an absolute instant. So for me, it was a no-brainer, you know, when I realized that potentially I could do something here for you, what am I going to do, you know, sit on my hands? And you know, no way, you know, this is awesome. And I think, you know, even like I said to you, the cause aside, which is an amazing cause, that we can do something positive with, even that aside, when you take that out of the equation, you've got an awesome project. And you as an individual as well, to talk to your energy and passion for NFTs and doing something different with utility and, you know, even the coins that you've come up with, the idea for the coin reward system on Discord, it's brilliant. And I just thought, well, you know, it's a no-brainer for me.
No, I appreciate that. I do, because that's what I wanted to make it all about. Like I said, you know, it is about, for me, it's about my daughter, you know, and for some people here, it is. I like to think it is, you know, it's nice. And I see it as a lot of people care, you know. I'm struggling a little bit right now.
No, you're good. No, I get it. I've got you. No worries.
It's cool. No, it's cool. But you're right, man. And that's what it's about. So it's about community. I want to make sure it's about community. And yeah, people. So it's more about like, hey, look, have you seen this project? It's good. And then people are like, so, okay, tell me about the team. And they're like, oh shit. Yeah. So it's about this guy with his daughter and da, da, da. You know, so that comes second. You know, it's like, I want it to be the forefront, but not, I want the reason that people want to be here to be about the project. And then see that the reason behind it is for a bloody good reason, you know what I mean? Like, it's not just somebody wanting to go and buy a mansion and a Lamborghini. Like, it's someone who's got a real reason to be there and do it, you know. And anything beyond like reasonable amount that I need, and you know what I mean, I mean, we've had this discussion a bit, but anything beyond that reasonable amount that I need, if this project really, really goes nuts and like, you know, that mind-blowing amount of money, I'd plow so much money back into the charities and the hospitals and the places that have helped me along the way with this journey that I've been on with faith over the last few years. It's been tough, you know, and the people that have been there, I cannot commend those people enough. I would set them free too if I made it like with this project. I would so set them free too, you know, every damn one of them. And that's what it's about. That's what it's always been about for me, you know.
Yeah, so definitely.
A little bit.
There's no more valid a cause than what you've got there, mate. At the end of the day, and I think anyone with half a heart can see that. You know, by helping, you know, by being a part of the community, by investing in your project and NFTs, you know, it's just going to work out for you. So anyway, just because I've got to shoot in a little while, so I just wanted to just go over just quickly, because a couple of people just jumped in the chat, maybe one or two that didn't hear about it, just to clarify then what you said. At the moment, you've got kind of there are wolfies out there on Talis. These wolfies are almost behaving like tickets in a way to the main project, which is about to launch on an as yet unannounced platform, but you know, it's almost in the works. It's almost agreed where it's going to be launching. So if someone goes over to Talis now and they pick up a Wolfies, if they pick up one that's under, you know, that's like one Luna, for example, that's going to give them a free NFT in the main collection, which is dropping probably what, in the next 2 to 3 weeks, would you say, the main the Luna pack collection?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool. I just wanted to reiterate that, because I know that we've spoken about it, but that's what you end up doing in spaces. You talk about things like 3 or 4 times, and people who have been in the spaces for like, you know, the whole duration are like, oh, how many times are we going
to
talk?
I know. you have to do it though. No, yeah, so that's right. Yeah, so they're basically tickets. The ones that are one Luna will get you a free NFT and whitelist guaranteed in the first pre-sale round. Anything over that will get you more, a bit more. You know, whether it be more whitelist spots in the other pre-sale rounds, or if you buy the ones that are at 5 Luna each, there's 10 of those. They look extra nice as well. They're slightly nicer images as well. I mean, all of them are great, but these ones are just a little bit greater, you know. So there's 10 of those in there that are a little bit more, but they get you 2 free NFTs. each and guaranteed whitelist spots throughout. So, yeah. That's cool. Yeah, they're a ticketing system. They're available now. There'll be 200 in total going up. I'm sort of slow releasing them over tonight. And they will all be up there tomorrow.
I went the other way yesterday. I was looking at the more expensive ones, and then I actually, a couple of the other ones caught my eye, and I was like, oh, you know, there's like a blue, I can't remember the name of the NFT now because I'm not in front of my laptop and I don't have it in front of me. But yeah, I buy by what I see generally. You know, if I like it, I tend to buy it rather than sort of looking at what I can get out of it. So I tend to do that.
A free NFT per one. So
yeah. I picked up a few. So
yeah. So you could. I mean, yeah. So it's all about the free NFTs and how many whitelist spots you want. So each one sort of caters to whichever you want. If you want to buy throughout the pre-sale rounds, and have a couple of free NFTs, buy the top ones. If you just bother about a couple of free NFTs, buy some lower ones. Get a couple of the lower ones. Get some free NFTs, and you can jump in the tail if you want it.
Yeah, it's great. I'm going to have to shoot, mate, but it's been really cool catching up with you again, and obviously just going over everything again. And yeah, I'm fired up for you. I hope it, you know, I know it's going to work out for you. And obviously, as
thanks,
I said,
man. I appreciate your support all the way.
Mate, 100%. I'm here for you, and you know, see what we can do.
Thanks, man.
Cool. Cheers, guys. Thanks for listening to me drone on.
Thanks, Cole.
No, thanks for being here, man. Appreciate you being here.
Awesome. Take care, guys. Have a good evening.
Bye.
You too, man. Thanks. So, does anybody else want to come up and have a chat at all? Anyone come in and want to ask anything? Ah.
Hey, what's going on, Rick?
How you doing?
Good.
So, what was I going to say? I'm kind of tired, and it kind of knocked me out a bit. Do you want to talk a little bit for 5 minutes about the project?
Sure.
The other project? Or?
Sure. So, Rick and I are also launching another project. It was originally branded as Future Punks, and we were planning on going on Ethereum, but...
Sorry. Actually, I just want to rudely interject with a 30-second brief of this. Just because these guys have been listening about Wolfies and things. So guys, listen, right. When I did the original collection, it was on Ethereum, and it got stagnant basically because ETH is flooded with shit. Right. And I had no utility with it. It kind of was like me on my own. I hadn't thought it through at that point. It was just like 200 images. I need to make some money, you know, to get this going. Let's go. And it went stagnant. And at that point, I kind of fell out of love with ETH. And I was like, shit, what can I do? And then I started to think about like building a project. This was before me and Art here met. Are you on the project account there, Radioactive Future account? Anyway, so yeah. Just before we met, basically, I was going to quit and I was just trying out some images and was going to go with another project for myself and was like, this is it. This is my last shot. I'm going to quit after this and I'm just going to do it another way. I'm going to put myself in loads of debt and blah, blah, blah. And then Art came along and threw a load of utility and said, look, let's make this project happen. This is before I spoke to Cole, before the second version of Wolfies, before Luna, before anything came along. I was just basically looking at what the hell I could do to sort of move on with this stuff for my daughter, you know, and this is where we met. So I'm going to let you take over, man. I just wanted to sort of give that a bit of context so people understand why I haven't, you know, stopped and why I've got a second project. And they're connected in the sense that people can know that who I am and that I run two projects. I don't care about that. But this is not one that I was just openly making public about doing it for my daughter. I just wanted to do a project because my worry at the time was the stigma around it. I thought people might make a stigma around it, but this has proven it wrong. Luna's completely proven that wrong. But I'm gonna let Art talk now. Otherwise, I'll ramble on all night and I feel shit a bit. So fire away. Microphone's yours.
All right,
yours.
Thank you. So basically, the art that Rick was just going to put on OpenSea, it was amazing. Yeah, you guys will see if you're a little bit engaged. We're going to kind of have some cross utility with the Wolfies as well. But I've been seeing that on Ethereum, a lot of projects have been deteriorating and there's new projects released every single day. And there wasn't much utility at all. So Rick and I, we wanted to put together a project that had one of the best arts in the business, which
we do. And we wanted to load it with utility. So it would be in the top 5% of any NFT that came out this year. So I'm not going to share all the utility here. We're going to be slow releasing it because we want to build some hype and anticipation. But it's the utility is really second to none. It includes royalties. It includes free airdrops. It includes something else that we're doing. There were two other features that are going to give excellent access for our holders. I really want to say what it is, but I'm holding back. But anyway, this is going to be released in mid-January, and really I think it's way better than anything that has come before. If you want to go to Future Punk's Twitter account, can you Rick maybe can share that on his Twitter feed, and you can sample some of the art. It really is amazing. And
I can share that here.
Okay, perfect.
I can.
And there'll be a lot more to come in the coming weeks as we're rebuilding the community. We wanted to bring it over to Lunar because the Terra community, as everybody's been saying over and over, and I don't mean to beat a dead horse, but it really is second to none. And Ethereum's kind of been a shit show lately, especially with increasing price, especially with increasing gas fees. So we want to bring it to a community that we have grown to love and have this. I think once we mint out and we're able to complete a lot of these deliverables that we have tasked, I'm anticipating that other projects will be judged by the quality that we're putting forward. So I'm going to keep this brief, but please stay tuned. There's a lot more information coming in the next few days as well as the weeks to come. And look out for it in the middle of January. We're going to announce the platform probably later on this week. Well, that's pretty much all I had. I think please check out the Wolfies. It's a great project. Faith really needs our help. And I think Rick is doing a great thing, and we thank the community for helping this amazing cause. Thanks, everyone. If no one wants to speak, we can wrap up.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Ether. That was a Twitter space recorded on December 5th, 2021, hosted by Crypto Wolfies UST, talking about the Wolfies Luna NFTs. Little Ask Me Anything there. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Keep it rolling like a Tesla makes me. Wanna puke my brains out all over these pastries. I'm just trying to lay here and be all lazy. Please tell the drugs they don't need to chase me. So get laced and start your pacing. Color me impressed with all this crazy. I don't wanna be crass, but maybe I'd give my right nut for one of them Dre beats. Or maybe get dressed up all mainstream. Run for office and empty your savings. Trying to get paid in rustic cravings. Brainwashed blame game, picking up ratings. Getting all berated like madmen ladies. Hating on everything great from the 80s. Lately, the bait's been looking angry. Dainty till you see what they dangling. Like like a carrot hanging off a stick. Shape of a ghost to haunt your crib, raking in the most without boring me. Just another day in the life of a quarantine. Props to everyone who ever wrote to me. Feet opening through a new wave of growing pains. Best case, they never even notice me. Slipping a fast one into the closest gene. Stick another chicken in the crisper. Whisper the magic words and listen for the whimper. The simpler the better, so buy the dip. Blindfold on tight, ghost ride the whip. Straight at another ghost ship. Let's see what the goats win when you get tossed in the ocean and you don't swim. Not what I was hoping. Going nowhere fast, lost in the potion.
There is nothing more foreseeable as a public health crisis for, again, a world where we're just living on top of each other in crowded and polluted cities than a pandemic. Every academic, every researcher who's looked at this knew this was coming. And in fact, even intelligence agencies, I can tell you firsthand because I used to read the reports, had been planning for pandemics. And yet, when we needed it, the system has now failed us. And it has failed us comprehensively. And the thing that I find grotesque about this situation is that now the people who are being asked to sacrifice the most are the people who are in the most precarious positions, who have the least to give. We're constantly being told we're the richest country.
Channel Spaces.